Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast, a place that is committed to educate, motivate, and inform the Black listener about ways they can live their best lives now using the skills and potential that already lies within, discussing topics relevant to the unapologetically woke Black population. Do you know who you really are? Let's go. Warning, the information you are about to hear may be offensive to certain listeners. Unfiltered truth on the way. If the truth offends you, I suggest you stop listening now. Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast. My name is Richard Hawksye. I'm your host. And today's episode is going to be called Keep the Message, Leave the Messenger. We'll say that one more time. Keep the message, leave the messenger. Now, this is more specifically, it can refer really to anything, but I'm specifically more so talking about the online community and what I'm noticing in the conscious community. And what I'm noticing with, what I've just kind of noticed with Black people in general as well, and something I've noticed in the Christian community as well. In the Christian community, they have what I like to observe and call as those traveling prophets or evangelists or whatever they may call themselves right now. I'm not really sure or privy, but there used to be evangelists or there used to be prophets and prophetesses. So what they would do is they would have these tent meetings. And I would call them tent meetings or tent revivals because they would come into a neighborhood, usually one of the usually a hood somewhere, rundown neighborhood, you know what I'm talking about. So they'll come out to a hood and they would set up one of those great big tents and, you know, those vinyl big tents that are usually white. And they'll come out there and they'll set the chairs up and they'll have a little stage with a little platform and the little PA system. You know, and they'll be out there talking about the goodness of the Lord, and then they'll have a prayer line where they'll start prophesying cars and houses and jobs and everything else, depending on how much money you put in the pot when you're walking through the line, or how much the check is. And you know, and they'll have the music going and playing and have everybody doing everything and creating this highly charged emotional environment and playing on essentially the people's desire searching for genuinely something new and something different and for something better. And yeah, there are people who are going to get better jobs because guess what? They're working hard and have applied themselves and they're getting noticed. So, and they're out there looking. So guess what happens? They get a better job. Imagine that. And yes, there are going to be some people who do get cars and houses. Well, but guess what? Well, they may have perhaps been diligent with their finances, saved up their money for their down payment, you know, cleaned up their credit, held on to the same job, you know, not done anything crazy or not spent anything unwise, put themselves in the right financial position. And then, boom, now they're ready to get a house. Ooh, look at that. Imagine that. And there's going to be some people that's going to be getting cars because guess what? You know, they may have been diligent, did what they were supposed to do with their finances. I mean, let's keep it real. We look on TV and depending on what we're seeing or what we're not seeing or what we look at or what we don't look at, there's a lot of people out here that flash and show all of this extravagance and doing wrong things with money and all that. But contrary to what we may see, there are actually quite a few people who are out here being financially diligent as well and who are being good and doing right with their money as well. And I'm talking about in the Black community, you know, so they, now granted, we don't always, our people who are doing the boring things of managing their money right and, you know, and living a normal life and not going out splurging, running around with strippers and hoes and multiple women and, and treating folks all kind of bad and wrong. I mean, that doesn't make too much good news or good press to talk about. But, you know, hey, there's a lot of people, a lot of us out there that's handling it and doing the doggone thing and holding it down, you know, and doing what needs to be done. But at any rate, getting back to the point, keep the message, leave the messenger. The point in all of that is, now, yes, we do need to be motivated from time to time. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we need to be hearing that positive word. Sure, as we're going through the normal things that we're going through, we might need a little boost and might need to hear that extra, yes, you can do it, to be reminded of what you can do, of what you're going to do. Or even as you're along the road and doing it, sometimes you might need that extra push, that extra pull. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And no, that's all good. Grab the message, but don't be so intrigued by the messenger that you fall for any okey-doke that they try to slide in there later on. And now, it's kind of like something that I was looking at on another brother's channel. He was a shout out to Common Sense Still Matters out there on YouTube. The Common Sense channel. So I'll put the right link to his channel in the description. But anyway, moral to the story is, common sense is something that still should be greatly used. And just because we hear an eloquent speech or we hear history or culture broken down in a way that we haven't heard before, or because we hear a point made that we haven't heard made before, or, you know, somebody turns a phrase in the right way or somebody inspires us in the right direction, you know, okay, cool. All of that is good. You know, take the message, be inspired, be encouraged, lead the messenger, press on. You know, it's kind of like with these with YouTube channels. And if you're looking at this one on my YouTube channel, thank you so much. If you haven't liked, so subscribe, definitely make sure you do that. Too Rich to Miss on YouTube, Too Rich to Miss right here. If you listen to the podcast on any platform that you are catching it on. Okay, now, but if you're going through and you're supporting your favorite YouTube channel, that's cool. I mean, hey, that's a wonderful thing. I do it as well because you want the people that's creating the content, you want them to be motivated to keep on creating the content that you like consuming, even if it's just your favorite comedian. You know, I mean, hey, you want them to keep on putting out the laughs, you know, ain't nothing wrong with throwing them a few dollars here and there. You know, if it's somebody just putting out some good knowledge, you want them to keep on doing it? Sure, that's cool. You know, but the thing that I've seen also, and you can see it as well, just all you got to do is just go into YouTube, go into the search, type in fraud, and any of these people's names that's out there in the community right now, and there's a slew of videos that people have posted about things that they've done that, quite frankly, they shouldn't have done. And they know this now, obviously. That's why they're putting the videos out, so that everybody else won't do it. And that's why people like me put videos out and put podcasts out, so that to kind of remind us that, yes, we do want to, and we love being inspired and learning new things and hearing about things that we didn't know and hearing things that we did know in a different way. You know, we like to be inspired and to be able to hear, you know, to be reinforced, hear other positive words, to be reinforced to what we're doing in our lives. That's all great, wonderful, and dandy. Yes, we love all of that. And there's nothing wrong with supporting the people that provide you with the information that gives you that boost and gives you that extra feel that you need. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, that's great and wonderful. The thing that I'm talking about is, let's not take the time, let's not be ignorant, and let's not be stupid, because your basic common sense still matters. Basic business principles still matters. I was one particular video, I was looking at a different video. This young lady was talking about how she was scammed by Brother Polite. And this online just scam Brother Polite, and there's a bunch of videos. And one of them that I was looking at, this young lady was talking about how she was scammed by him and don't know nothing about the brother. I hadn't even really listened to nothing that he's talked about, to be quite honest with you. I don't follow him or nothing like that. And it's not the point about him specifically. It's more so the point about us as an individual and as a consumer. And as she talked about in her video, she went and talked about all of the different things that she realized after the fact that she did wrong and all of that. And that's fine and dandy. And she's, you know, and all of that is she's doing what she's doing with that. Now, but here's the moral to the story. And she even acknowledged this in her video. If she would have just used basic common sense and followed her intuition, she wouldn't have lost the $500 that she lost. So, this is all I'm saying in this particular podcast. Keep the message, lead the messenger. And if they come up talking about something else, use your common sense. Because once again, there's nothing wrong in supporting people, supporting the channel that you like. Cool stuff. There's nothing wrong with, you know, doing business and partnering up with people that's doing real things. That's cool too. But when you come down to doing business with people, basic business principles still apply. The simple things that we think, that I think most other adults would think about, sometimes I guess we don't think about it. Simple things. For example, a written contract. Simple thing. If you're doing business with someone, I take for granted that you have some type of written agreement between you and the individual. You know, I'm a voiceover artist. When I'm doing voiceover for a client and they ask me to do something for them, there's some type of agreement that's between us. You know, even if it's, and I like to keep everything simple and straight to the point. This is what you want. This is what I'm going to do. This is when you want it. This is when I'm going to do it. This is what you're going to pay me. This is when it's going to be paid. We all agree. I do it according to what's said. They get what they want. I get what I want. Everybody's happy. And it all go and everything goes smoothly and you move on to the next and you keep on and you do it again. Once again, I take for granted that, you know, that everybody thinks like that, but everybody doesn't. Very simple. Have a written contract all the time. If somebody's trying to do business with you and they can't put it in writing, red flag number one, might not want to do business with that person. Second thing, and you can actually do this a couple ways now that I'm thinking about it. All of our phones now have not only an audio recorder, they also have a camera. We can video record. You can actually video record your meeting of signing a contract. You can audio record the signing of the contract, and you can go through and state the terms in the audio recording or in the video recording. And you can go through, do that, send it to each person, and everybody agrees, and it covers everybody's behind. Here's something simple that I kind of don't take. I mean, well, I guess it's something I guess we should think about now in this digital age where now we're online and everybody has a different identity and different handles and names and such. Know the person's government name. And FYI, everything that I'm talking about now is stuff that you do before you send or give them any money. Know the person's name, like their government name. Know their business status. If they're trying to tell you that they're trying to get you to invest into some type of company or trust, or if they want you to donate to a particular nonprofit organization to help build something or construct something, you know, I mean, hey, you can go online, you can find out the status of these organizations, you know, or if there is such an organization. It's all about covering your behind, you know, or like as the old adage says, trust but verify. And I like to say trust, but always verify, impeccably verify. Because, unfortunately, everyone is not going to be like you and want to be on the up and up. There's people out here who really want to just take advantage of you, just take your money and run off, you know, because there's just crazy and cold people out here. But the good news is that if you use your basic common sense and just take the time to kind of get out of, take the emotion out of it and just go basic down to the common sense, dollars and cents, what's really happening? Is this really, does this all add up? Does this all make sense? Can this really happen? And something else, in the midst of all of that, keep this one thing in mind. And I think this is where a lot of us and people in general kind of open ourselves up to being scammed and taken advantage of, and where we actually don't keep the message and leave the messenger, where we actually start to hold on to the messenger, is because of the message and our inherent nature of wanting a quick, fast, accelerated way to the top. Unfortunately, for most of the average people in this world, there's no quick, fast, simple, straight shot, easy way to the top. Now, of course, if you play the lottery and you hit the lottery, that's a horse of a different color. But most of us, we're going to have to develop and master skills that we can monetize, and then through efficient and effective financial management, we'll have to grow to a wealthy place. Now, essentially, what I'm saying in that statement is we got to get out here and go get it. But the good news is that the market is so wide open right now that if you're creative enough, if you're disciplined enough, if you're open enough to take the time to really learn algorithms and some online etiquette and what keywords mean and how some of this new technology works and how people are now connected, you'll be amazed at what you can do. Because the one thing that this new market and social media has done, it provides a direct connect from you as the person selling the product or service directly to the consumer, without having to go through and have a whole lot of people in the middle or a whole lot of stuff in the middle. I mean, let's keep it real. YouTube, you can have hundreds of thousands of millions of literally millions of people that follow you and can hear you, listen to you, subscribe to you, and follow to your content, whatever that content may be. And once you start the rolling and the ad revenue start to come in, that's why people are putting the stuff out here like this. I mean, and there are people, every topic that you can possibly think of. If you are an expert in, pick something. There's people online talking about it. I mean, everything from doggone makeup to dog grooming and everything in between. And some of these people got millions of subscribers on YouTube, millions of followers on Instagram, and all of this ad revenue, they're getting pieces off of that. And then they're, going and doing everything from there and offering people quality content and other information and services and all of that, where people are doing all type of stuff online. But the moral to the story is, if you're creative enough and you can take the time to think about it and put in some work and put in some time to dig in and do some research on your own, you can take the time to find out enough basics to be able to realize and weed out the bullshitters and get straight to the people who can really help you take you to the next step in whatever you're trying to do. Now, And here's something else to think about as well. And once again, this is all about keep the message, lead the messenger, and not opening ourselves up to all this crazy stuff. Because if we really want to take the time to get to a wealthy place, I'm finding out that we have to take the time to accept where we are on the way to where we're going. Now, what that means in its simplest terms is not being anxious. Because once you get too anxious, it's when you open yourself up for a whole lot of nonsense. Because you want something to happen faster than it may supposed to happen. You have to establish a solid foundation before you go up to another level. It's like building a house. If you're building a three-story house, you don't start with the third story. You start with the foundation in the ground, under the ground that you can't see, before you start to go up to your further levels. You know, there's levels to everything, and there's levels in life. And a lot of us, and it's actually a lot better, we're going to have to just go through and take the long road, develop our wealth over time, pull our wealth up over time, hold on to it, and just live long, happy, prosperous lives and be happy and successful in that particular manner. Everybody's not meant to be Bill Gates. Everybody's not meant to be, Everybody's not meant to be Jay-Z. Everybody's not meant to be Robert Johnson. Everybody's not meant to be Oprah. But that doesn't mean that you can't and aren't living the best life that you're living right now. And that doesn't mean that you have to have billions, trillions, millions of dollars to be living your best and most happiest life right now. Because think about this. If most of us, if we took a real honest look at our lives, we would realize that although we may not have the millions and billions, our families are safe. We have decent homes. Most of us go on vacation multiple times a year. Our families have satisfying careers. We have satisfying careers to take care of our families. We got great friends. Most of us are living an insanely happy life if we really take the time to think about it. Most of us have highly intelligent children. Most of our children are doing on to do wonderful things. Most of our children are doing good stuff now. And I'm seeing some people online and some of my colleagues, even in life, I mean, they, you know, with children, their children are insanely smart already. You know, so, I mean, hey, life is good. Life is wonderful when we take the time to really look at what we have going on. And when we take the time to not be anxious, that helps to put us in a place to where we can step back to say, okay, yeah, I'm not at a million right now, but I'm going to a million. But right now, I'm not too anxious for it, though. I'm not going to get out here and do nothing stupid for it. I'm not going to get out here and be so hard up for it that if somebody throws something at me that look a little twisted, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and then just go on and dive right in, you know, without taking out the time to really explore what's really happening. And that's our problem. We're not taking the time to just explore what's really happening in these situations before we jump in and send these people our money, you know. So kind of as I was going back to that, don't be anxious for your stuff, you know, so you can take the time to sit back, take the emotion out of it, keep the message, lead the messenger. The messenger that's giving you the message might not be the one to take you to the next level. You might just need that information, hold on to that, to get you over to the real person that's going to take you to the next level. Or here's a unique idea. It might not be nobody that you don't need to take you to the next level. You might have just needed that information that you need to apply to your life that you have to do on your own. All of our paths are going to be different. And a lot of us, I feel like a lot of us that are looking for somebody else to help us get to where we're trying to, where we feel like we're trying to go, we already have it in us to get to where we need to go. We just got to get up and go and stop waiting on somebody to help us point, to help us get there. Just going to get up and handle your own business and going to go what you do, what you got to do. You know, find out what you got to find out and walk it out. The only way to do it and to learn it is sometimes just get out there and do it. And as you learn it, you fail, don't do it that way again. Get up, turn around, do it again. So, something else I want to sit and put out here, and I want to kind of leave you with, and it's once again kind of on the simple stages of keep the message, lead the messenger. One of the things that I heard and I hear people talk about, you know, and they talk about we can help you read this book and we'll help you learn how to start a business, or take my course and I'll show you how to be a successful options trader after you read my course and read my book and take my course and pay me for this mastermind class and pay me for that. Here's the thing. I'm not against paying people to give you valuable and viable information, but we're in a time right now where the bulk of the information that we need is available somewhere. And we have to just take the time to not be lazy and dig up there and find it. For example, if you really are at the bare minimum bottom, want to find out how to start a business, want to really learn how to start a business, don't have no time to be going through a whole lot of bullshit and nonsense, and want to really know what's happening in your area, here's what you do. Real simple, a good place to start. There's an organization, nonprofit, been around for years. I'm not affiliated with them. It's not my organization. They're totally separate. They don't sponsor the podcast or nothing like that. This is just totally, just straight up, free, legitimate information. You want to know how to start a business, get some information in your area, your local, wherever you are, score.org. Score, like you score point, score.org. You go to score.org. You go to their website. There's a plethora of things out there to get you started. You can even put in your zip code, and they'll connect you with the local Score organization there, depending on where you are. Most of the time, it'll connect you with your local Chamber of Commerce. Now, I always suggest that you check out the Black Chamber of Commerce. Now, your local Black Chamber of Commerce, you'll be amazed at things they got going on down there. I mean, and here's the unique thing. Most of the stuff down there is free. You can go down there and talk to somebody, set an appointment to talk to somebody for free. The people that's in the Score organization, they're former business owners, they're retired business owners. Some of these guys are just local people that's right in the community, that's been there running businesses for years. And they come over there and they help and they mentor other people. They give you information. You can talk to them and they can actually give you something real. You know, not one of these internet guys that's going to say, okay, give me your money, and then they're going to go back and splash out a whole bunch of stuff that you could have just went out and found yourself, if they respond back to you at all, because most of the time they take your money and run. Now, that brings me to another thing. Check out your local Black Chamber of Commerce. Simple. Once again, simple. Check out your local Black Chamber of Commerce. The basic things still apply. Talk to a local accountant. Simple things. Here's something really unique. Somebody that already owns a business that you know. After hours. And if you, hopefully do business with them, ask them. You know, take them out to lunch or something. You know, just ask them what, you know, ask them what it took. Or what's the best way to start? Or what's the best way to get whatever you're doing off the ground? You know, and once again, it's, and I know it's, it sounds really simple, but truth be told, there's a lot of this information is already out here. And a lot of this stuff that people are trying to charge you for, this stuff is already available out here for you to get on your own, you know, for free or at a very, very reduced cost. And I know the thing that I noticed, especially in the Black community, you know, a lot of this stuff we're not aware of. We're just genuine. We're genuinely not aware of it. We genuinely don't know. And there's a big part of us that are genuinely on the come up. And those of us that are on the come up, and when I say on the come up, we've already made our mind up that we're not going to do the negative stuff, that whatever negative stuff that was, and we're doing something positive, whatever it could be. You know, negative create, whatever negative is, negative being anything that's counterproductive to your growth as an individual and being a more positive person for your family, for yourself, for your kids. If you don't have, you know, wife and kids, just being a more positive person for yourself to live your best fulfilled life just for you. So negative is anti that. Positive, you know, is everything that's taking you up. So on the come up. So for those of us that's on the come up, that's made our mind up that we're going toward the positive and we're trying to build ourselves to the next level, we're looking for the appropriate paths. We're looking for the information. We're like a sponge. You're just taking it all in regards to what you're trying to do, what your path is. You're going down there trying to go get that. And everything that you think might help you, you're attracted to that. Now, in the midst of being attracted to that, be attracted to the information and not the individual. Grab that information, keep it moving. Because on the come up, people can be more susceptible if you're not careful to get caught up dealing with an individual because they're giving you the information that you need. And that's where a lot of us get caught up with a person that's giving us the right message. So we feel like that's the messenger. But sometimes, and in most times, we just need to get the message, lead the messenger where they are, and we keep it moving. And that's the whole point of what I'm telling you today. Don't get caught up with the individual. A lot of times, the individual giving you the message is not the person that you need to be in business with. And if it is, okay, cool. Make sure you verify everything that they're trying to sell you or tell you, all of the above, before you give them your money. And even after you do give them your money, make sure that you've done everything else that I spoke about, plus a few other things. And actually, even before, let's even back it up. Before you even get to the point of talking about money, if somebody asks you for money for a business, the first thing you should do, especially in 2019, get online, go onto YouTube, put in their name and fraud, put in their name and scam, put in their name and nothing else. We have to research these people or anything that we're going into. And here's the good news. If there's been a problem with whoever you're about to do business with, 9 times out of 10, it's online somewhere. If it's not online somewhere, guess what? If you're dealing with a legit business for real, you can go to the Better Business Bureau, and your local Better Business Bureau will, you know, be able to have information on that most of the time. You know, if they're a local business and they're just bad off. In this day and age, if they've been scamming people online, if you're getting scammed by somebody online right now, I guarantee you, you are not the first one, and somebody else has already made a video about being scammed by this other person, by whoever you may be being scammed by. So I said all that to say, check these people out online first, see what's really going on with them, and follow your intuition. If something tells you to not deal with the person, don't do it. If they can't produce, and if you can't verify what they're saying, don't do it. If they are getting you to donate to a nonprofit, but the nonprofit doesn't have their stuff together, don't give them the money. If other people have given them money and they are having a bad experience after they've given them money, why would you want to give them money? I'm just saying. You know, you might want to kind of sit around to the side and at least wait to see how things pan out before you give yours. If you already seen somebody else give theirs and get scammed, why are you going to go over there and give yours? I'm just, you know, use your common sense. And just like I said in one of my previous episodes, we are enough. I think as a black community, we need to get out of this mentality of we need somebody to take us to where we need to go. We got it all that we need ourselves. We are smart, we're strong, we're powerful. If you look at your own self in the mirror and think about the situation that you as an individual has had to overcome, deal with, and still come out and do what you need to do. Are you or are you not an overcomer? And what you've done. And if you've overcome whatever you've already overcome, why can't you achieve whatever goal you're trying to achieve without trying to latch on and feed some other joker who's just trying to leech off you anyway? Keep the message, lead the messenger. If they got some game and they spit in the game, get the game. Move on. When they start trying to sell you all that extra BS, keep it moving. If it's not BS, then okay, that's something different. Make sure that you have a partnership set up and you covered. Some of the things I think are simple, but, you know, but I tell you, it's something else because these scammers out here really are digging and getting it in. And I'm just trying to say, people, you know, as opposed to getting out there again, these scammers your money, you can be putting that money into better use by investing in yourself. That's what I'm saying today. Get the message, lead a messenger. Keep the message, lead a messenger. This has been your episode for this week. I'm going to get back better about getting these out here. It's so much to talk about and so little time. We're going to get back at you next week with another great episode about this audio book that I just did about this guy. Oh, my God, it's phenomenal. But anyway, until the next time, Too Rich to Miss Podcast, real, positive, unapologetically black.